Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
I'm not a real religious person, but I'm somewhat religious. And I'm just wondering if God's telling us he doesn't want us to drill offshore because it sure is setting back offshore drilling.
I understand totally what George thinks and what other people think about marriage being between a man and a woman. And it's a real reversal, really, to accept gay marriage.
But you do.
But I think we could, yeah.
You ever heard the expression, someone's so heavenly minded they're of no earthly good? I always think that's such a bogus thing. It's the other way around. If you're heavenly minded, for the first time, you actually become of some earthly good.
Washington jet drivers love Issues, etc.
Well, you have a service and you want to provide that service to potential customers. You advertise. You have something you want to sell. You advertise. You maybe, if you scrape up enough money, can run a commercial on television. Shouldn't the same be for abortion? Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, May the 25th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin today's show talking with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse about a pro-abortion advertisement in Great Britain. Then we'll begin a three-part daily series with Dr. Stephen Hine on man's failed attempts to reach God. Today we'll discuss moralism. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, and you can Twitter us at @issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will join us here in just a moment. Before she joins us, let's hear the story on this pro-abortion ad in Great Britain from CBS News.
It's a first for Britain, a commercial advertising abortion services.
If you're late for your period, you could be pregnant.
The ad never mentions the word abortion, but steers viewers toward a 24-hour helpline.
If you're pregnant and not sure what to do, Mari Stopes International can help.
The Sexual Health Clinic performs 65,000 abortions a year in Britain, where it's been legal for 40 years.
It's a very sensitive ad. It's not offensive. It lasts for 30 seconds.
But critics say the ad sells abortion like it's cereal or laundry detergent.
Imagine a poor kid sitting at home tonight, 15 years old, she's pregnant. She says, phew, there's the answer to my problem. My mum and dad need never know.
Before airing the controversial commercial, the charity group says it did a survey and found that 3 out of 4 people here were okay with abortion ads on TV as long as they were handled carefully.
I think that's absolutely fine. People can choose to listen or not listen.
Others believe the ads don't belong on TV.
Well, maybe leaflets or something, or, you know, they have family planning clinics for these kind of reasons.
The health clinic behind the ad says it expects a boost in phone calls, but not necessarily abortions. Charlie Daggett of CBS News, London.
Joining us to talk about this ad in Great Britain that is pro-abortion, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Do these ads sell abortion?
Well, you know, for crying out loud, their bottom line there was kind of silly. We expect the phone to ring, but we don't expect to sell any abortions. Oh, really? So why did you pay the money for the advertisement if you didn't expect to actually sell any of your services for which people pay money? It doesn't make any sense. So, of course, it's selling abortion. There's no question that's what it's selling. And I think what's odd about it is that even Marie Stopes understands that it's a sensitive subject, that you really can't just go, say, step right up and buy your abortion here, that that's offensive to people. So even though it's been legal for 40 years, people still sense that this isn't just another service or product and that there is something different about it.
What line, if any, has been crossed here with the very first pro-abortion ad in Great Britain?
Well, you know, it's not a pro, it's When you say pro-abortion, I think we should be a little careful, Todd, because in America, at least, pro-abortion means pro-abortion politically. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of, I don't know if you want to call it advertisement, but there's a lot of talking about being in favor of abortion as a political matter. But I think you're right that a line has been crossed to say that we have this service and we're going to advertise it in the most intrusive media that we have, namely the TV set that comes right into your room, and that allows you to sort of physically identify with the person, with the woman, with the problem pregnancy, we have the answer to this problem. I think there is kind of a line that has been crossed here.
What struck me, and I know they're trying to be, for lack of a better word, they're trying to be tasteful about it.
Right.
I mean, how can you be tasteful about it, this kind of subject? But they try. But what struck me is with this sparse wording in this ad, I mean, it's mostly music with only one or two lines at the very end of those 30 seconds. They essentially say, you might be pregnant. And if you're pregnant, you don't know what to do, we have an answer for you. And then they give you the 800 number. There's no alternative offered. And there's no, at least in its tone, it makes it appear as though being pregnant is like getting cancer.
You know, Todd, we're breaking up a little bit today. I don't know what the problem is, but I'm pretty sure I know what you said. It's almost as though they know that being tasteful means that they can't come right out and say, we will remove the fetus from the interior of your womb for you for a certain price. You know, they don't want to say those words. But by not saying the words, it's in a way even more insidious because it's left to you to imagine what you're supposed to do. And, of course, your mind is already probed or primed to fill in the blank with, oh, the solution to my problem is to get rid of the baby. And so it's not like in a 30-second TV ad that is very suggestive like that and very evocative that you can actually explore alternatives, and you can say, well, now let's think about this logically. Now, my dear, why is this a problem? Oh, it's a problem because you're not married and the guy you're with is really kind of a creep. But you really want to do what he wants because you don't want to lose the creep. But, you know, honestly, honey, does that make any sense at all that if you're going to have an abortion because he wants you to have an abortion? Wait a minute. Let's think this thing through. All of that kind of decision making and consideration of alternatives, consideration of your own motives, your own feelings, your own aspirations, all of that stuff. Of course, you can't explore that in a 30-second ad. And so the suggestion is that the solution to an unwanted pregnancy or even a surprise pregnancy, whether it's wanted or not wanted, you don't even get the chance to think about whether it's wanted or not. The solution is call this number. And what's on the other end of this number is not a compassionate counselor who's going to walk you through all the alternatives. What's on the other end of the number is an abortion counselor who's going to get you in there and get you out of there and take your money and your problem will be gone. That's what's on the other end of the phone line. And so if you were advertising a service that really was compassionate consideration of alternatives that you might spend, you know, two or three sessions on with you and all the relevant people in your family, you know, that would be tasteful. That would be helpful, right? But that's not what they're advertising. They're advertising the quick fix solution to this so-called problem.
What troubles me with the way that abortion is presented in this ad or here in America by its proponents is that their target market are women who are desperate.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And they do nothing to address the desperation. And what people don't understand, and it has been shown in different kinds of studies have illustrated this, that when you're in the moment of crisis, abortion seems like a good idea. But when the crisis passes, the conscience returns. See, and then all the second guessing and the misgiving comes to the surface, and that's why women experience post-abortion trauma and post-abortion syndrome, what is sometimes called a post-abortion stress syndrome, where they have anniversary anxiety or they have night terrors or they develop eating disorders. There's a whole variety of things that women frequently have happened to them after an abortion. And I think this lack of consideration going into it is, of course, part of the problem, right? Because a lot of those women wouldn't, if they had really thought it through, they wouldn't have done it in the first place. So I would like to say, since we're talking about this subject and we're talking about post-abortion stress, that all of your listeners should know about Rachel's Vineyard, which is a post-abortion a counseling service that is available in most major cities if you go online. If there's anybody listening who's in this situation, you should go online and look for Rachel's Vineyard services, and you'll almost certainly find one in your town where they put on long weekend counseling program type things, you know, where you can stay and be part of a weekend experience to help you overcome whatever trauma you may have experienced from deciding to have an abortion. They even have these kind of programs for men, because a lot of men have regrets, you know, 6 months down the line or a year down the line or 5 years down the line, you know. It is not as simple as these ads make it seem. Oh, you've got a problem. It's like pulling a tooth or going and getting a manicure and cutting off a few fingernails or something. It's not like that. And I think that Marie Stopes knows that, and that's why they know they have to handle it tastefully, so-called tastefully. It wouldn't be necessary to be tasteful if you were just getting a haircut.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's author of the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. You'll find a link to Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse and the Ruth Institute under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to start a series with Dr. Stephen Hine. I think the book was called A Quest for Holiness, where its author identified a man's attempts to reach, please, appease God as elemental to all man-made religions and foreign to Christianity. And then he talked about the three ways that man tries to reach God: moralism, mysticism, rationalism. Well, we're going to start with moralism on the other side of the break. Dr. Stephen Hine will be our guest. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Catechesis, God's way of teaching faith in Christ and love to the neighbor. The Concordia Catechetical Academy presents its annual symposium on catechesis in Waukesha, Wisconsin, June 16th through the 18th. This year's theme, the first article of the Creed. Presentations include catechesis on the first three chapters of Genesis, the fatherhood of God, Christ and creation, atheism, evolution, and the Christian faith and life. Register online at peacesussex.org.